Yes, folks, it is that time where we hit up the tool shed. And if you've got too much stuff, well, Tough Shed, who brings you the tool shed, has a large selection of storage buildings, garages, studios, cabins, ridiculously easy financing, no credit check, rent-to-own options. Get your personally designed Tough Shed installed at no cost. So if you need a little extra space for the things your toys or your toys your wife doesn't want in the house or a nice guest cabin for when the mother-in-law visits, visit Tough Shed, where 99 meets Beltline in Eugene, and we greatly appreciate their support. All right, before we could nominate or induct, we open the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
All right, let's start. The administration at Rutgers University. They're the winners of the Overreaction Award. They host a pre-football game tailgater, a place called The Alley, last week versus New Mexico. The school athletic director, Pat Hobbs, showed up, and according to police and student groups, things were pretty much under control. There was a total of just 4 citations handed out for minor infractions. But Hobbs was videotaped taking a few swigs of a beer handed to him by a student. And for the record, he wasn't drinking or unruly or Sarkeesian. And at 56 years old, I think he's legal, wasn't hanging with co-eds at a sorority like Larry Eustace. Ridiculous, baby thrown out with the bathwater. To a former Bear and Saint coach and whatever he is now, Mike Ditka. Not sure if you've heard, but Colin Kaepernick and some other athletes are kneeling or taking part of some kind of silent protest over what they perceive as mistreatment of minorities in America. So Ditka's on some Dallas station with this brand new, never heard before take. If he doesn't like it, he can get the hell out of the country. As always from Ditka, progressive, intelligent, and very fresh insight. Again, constitutionally protected, nonviolent, the right each of us has as a U.S. citizen, just like it's a right to speak out against Kaepernick. But that whole First Amendment thing equals no jail, no prosecution, and you don't get kicked out of the country. It's not brain surgery. But Ditka has become one of those very least common denominator macho turds, so this is not surprising. And finally, we offer 2 Penn State fans. So they're photographed wearing t-shirts that had the following at the Penn State game where they paid tribute to Paterno against Temple this Saturday. On the front of the t-shirt says, "Joe Pa was railroaded." On the back it read, "Sandusky is innocent." And they were wearing them proudly. And then all of a sudden, I read a report where they realized what it meant once they posed for the picture and disappeared before they could be identified. But a cult has been exposed. It's called Paterno or Penn State Truthers, you know, like the 9/11 or Newtown Truthers who push an agenda, deny facts. One prize-winning journalist, Sarah Ganim, has been targeted, threatened, and dealt with some vile comments by these Penn State idiots. These people are just simply awful human beings, not understanding the victims are victims of rape and child molestation. And they're more concerned with the 1 loss percentage of a football coach who did nothing to protect innocent kids. It's just, it's vile. I got to go with the 2 Penn State fans. I mean, who's kidding who? The other stuff is just more idiotic than anything. So there you go. Our latest inductee, our second to last of September 2016. And with that, we close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball, to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
Making you, Alex Rodriguez, silly and unprofessional.